FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll be bringing you all the build-up and reaction to FC United's crucial league game at home to Baseford United. And let's hand over now to FC Live before kick-off at Broadhurst Park on Saturday.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armen. You join us here on Youth United Day in the sunshine of North Manchester. Still a bit windy. And adding to the wind now.
All the hot air.
It's Woodso. Yes. Woodso, how are you?
Oh, all the best for another Saturday afternoon at the football.
Yeah. Now, this podcast this week is entitled It's the Hope That Kills You. Can I keep asking... How long can I keep asking the same questions
done,
for?
Because no? I think it's done. I think it's done.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What if we win today and Warrington get beat? Then it's four points.
There's still a chance, but I think it's... No, I can't.
Four points, then?
Yeah.
No?
Games in hand, Morpeth, jumpers for goal, Paul, isn't it? I think last Saturday. We said every week, and to be fair, let's be consistent. Every week we've said, we need 3 points today, and the last few weeks we haven't been getting them, so...
The pressure's off.
We need snookers and all sorts.
But the pressure's off. We can enjoy ourselves. Any more clichés? It'll be interesting to see what the reaction is today after last week, because we just really didn't get going. And I feel a bit silly, really, because we should have seen it coming, because FC United, as Neil said in his post-match interview last week, just been not very good against teams in and around the relegation places. So yeah, we should have really seen it coming.
Yeah, I mean, let's hark back to the days when I used to interview Carl after every game. A number of times over the years, I said, you know, have we been brought down to... After it all, I've said it umpteen times that we... Put us in front of a footballing side and we'll play football against them. Put us in front of a side who like to... Not which didn't spoil, but someone who's fighting for the lives and maybe don't play... Well, sparkling football. And that which we created last week did. Don't get me wrong, I think they played some decent-ish football at times. But we seem to drop to... I mean, we always have done drop to their level, and that's why I think we struggle against teams who are... You know, when we had this league, we had teams like Frickley and people like that we... We just struggle against them. You're quite right. Let us play football, and we'll, if we don't beat you, we'll give you a good game.
I mean, we had Dave Cook on. He came up for a post match chat last week. Yeah. And it was a case of he's brought in some loan players to bolster things. You know, Bickerstaff was a loan player. The goalkeeper who saved the penalty was a loan player. Maybe
he's not an international.
Maybe it's a case of those teams in and around the relegation places. I think it's transfer deadline day next Thursday. They're going to bolster themselves up. So at this point, it's 7 games left of the season for everyone, or 8 games left in most cases. And I think there's a chance.
There's still a chance.
There's going to be a couple of twists and turns.
You're probably right. But we've got ourselves in a position. We said last week, and we lost, so it counts double today.
We've got seven
we
more.
We have to win all seven. That's a problem.
Woodso, we've got 7 more weeks of these This Club Is My Clubs and FC Lives to fill. Come on.
At some point, we'll run out of the mathematical possibility, and then we can change tack. But I mean, yes, of course, there's still a chance, but it's slim. I don't know. We just got to win every single game, and that's all we can worry about. You know, I mean, let's hope last Saturday's out of the. Out of the system, because you know when I picked my man of the match for the match report and I picked the substitute who came on at half time, because
it wasn't that.
Because where else do you pick it from? Yeah. You know, and you know that sort of summed up last Saturday that we were just not at the races.
So Baseford today, the last time we played Baseford, was equally as windy, if memory serves, so away from home.
It's a bit of a different side now. Matt Clifford's come in as manager. Steve Chettle's moved upstairs to director of football. They're very much a club in transition, if I could say that. They've done enough, I think, to keep themselves away from any relegation talk. And they're just plodding along.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a weird opposition.
It is. But let's hope we get the tape measure out again today. That's easy to gee us up that last when we played them before here. This is the thing about the we've got to win seven games. But a lot of the games, we're playing teams who have got things righted. So today, Basford need the points to try and make sure that they do stay up. Then we've got South Shields coming up.
Who beat Matlock last week.
They did. So Coles have got a very good record against the so-called top sides. Morpeth away, who are, you know, right in our coattails with lots of games in Hyde.
Hyde last game of the season,
who may be coming here. I mean, it may be dull and dusty for us one way or another, potentially, but you wouldn't want to come into the game here on the last day of the season, us needing to win to get into the playoffs and them needing to win to stay up. It'll make for a great game, but I'd rather it not be of any importance. So every game has got something pretty much riding on it. I suppose the only game probably is the Coles game, probably, where they're probably safe and there's not a lot on that for them to play for, apart from they like to come and upset the apple cart, which is fair play to them. So we've got seven tough games. Yeah. One European game in the middle of that, which hopefully will add a bit of a respite so the players will have a bit of a break and, you know, hopefully we'll win that one. You know, I've seen it mentioned on the internet this week that maybe last week was a hangover from winning the week before too easily, which I'm not so sure about that. But
What's our excuse for the other times we got beat by Nantwich?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, at the end of the day, keep chucking the cliches in there, but, you know, let's get back to playing as we know we can. If we get the 3 points, then that keeps the pressure on the teams around us. They've got to keep getting their results.
Well, where can I go now? I've just noticed the sprinklers have started to move round, so that it's going to happen here in a second now. Let's hand over to Neil. Big thank you to you, Woodso, and enjoy the game. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us before the game. It's 2:15, sun is shining, bit windy, but just before we get to the football, the pitch, it's looking a bit better, isn't it? A bit healthier.
Ground staff walking on the pitch now, done a lot of work this week. It's been difficult, you know, it's been difficult for Jimmy and the team, you know, with the amount of rain it's put down and a couple of complications on the pitch, but he's not been off it this week and it looks like it used to do, so that's good and it's going to be conducive for a good game of football.
Now, me and Woodso were having a chat pre-match and we were saying it's the hope that kills you. If Warrington get beat, we win, it's 4 points. You've just got to concentrate on this game, haven't you, really, and not start dreaming.
You and Woods always talking about what Matt Clarkson just said to me. Gaff, it's not over. I said, flipping hell, let's just one game at a time. Listen, we've given ourselves the impossible hurdle to get over, and last week was, you know, it was rubbish. Let's not dress it up. But we've moved on a lot since then. You know, everyone has off days, and the boys had an off day last week. And we've had a great week in training this week. We've got a real smile and buzz about ourselves. And, you know, the dressing room is bouncing in there. And what I can guarantee, Ben, is that we'll cross the white line at 3 o'clock and they'll give everything they can do. You know, and if it's good enough, it is. If it's not, it's not. And, you know, that's the kind of testament to the squad at the minute. Again, with last week, we had our strongest, what I would say, squad out, apart from Curtis Jones. Today's Curtis Jones comes back in, so we've got our strongest squad out. And if it's not good, it's on me, isn't it? Because I've picked the squad. But, you know, I'm confident in the lads. They've shown, you know, when things are against them, they come out fighting, they come good. And, you know, predominantly we do well here. And if we can repeat the Matlock performance, apart from conceding the penalty in the last minute, then I think we'll all be happy today.
New signing as well in the lead-up to this game from Wigan. Can you tell us a bit more?
Another loan signing. Harry McGee, great player, first-year pro. Centre midfield, aggressive, good on both feet. Sure, you'll see him at some point today. He'll start on the bench, but he trained superbly well on Thursday. You know, we couldn't get him Tuesday. That's probably prevented him from starting today. But he looks a really good addition. And I think coming into, you know, the last seven games, you know, Potsy's carrying a bit of a cold today. And, you know, we've got Smudge and Griff back in there. But it's just options for us. And, you know, we'll continue to look for options before the deadline on Thursday. And if the right character fits the bill and they're at the right price, we'll look to bring them in. But, you know, Harry's very welcome to the club.
I was going to ask you about that there because a few managers are bolstering things just in case. I'd recommend a goalkeeper, because you never know. What's your thoughts on what you're thinking about the squad and if there's any need for additions?
Well, let's go on the goalkeeper first of all. We've got magnificent news for people at the club. Dan Labercombe's agreed to sign a contract, so that's the first thing. And a lot of vultures coming in for Dan, doing it the wrong way. We've got Ryan Heyman now signed from Winsford, we've got Lenny Fieldhouse back, we've got Josh Brooks back, so, and they're all signed, so keeping wise we'll be okay. But yeah, people, you know, will keep trying to take our players, but, you know, they know They know what FC United is all about, and Dan Lavercombe's committed his future here, so, you know, look forward to working with him.
And Youth United Day as well. Just to be the bearer of bad news with regards to Youth United Day, from memory, we never play well on Youth United Day, and that's not just you, Neil, that's throughout all the years. So hoping to put on a good performance today for the younger generation.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, my fault that my player analysis coach just encouraged me to climb to the top of the climbing wall but forget to put the safety belt on. You know, I was like, that's very nice, Mike. So, no, it looks good outside. There's a real good vibe, and, you know, it'd be great to see Mossen Juniors on the pitch at half time, the under sevens, under eights. There's an exhibition game outside. There's African drumming, there's climbing walls, there's food stalls. It's, you know, like I put in the notes I did to, you know, the other night to Tim, it's great to see kids being kids, and hopefully they can get in the stadium, have a bit of sing-song and see a really good game of football and come quarter to five, be cheering on with the rest of the fans. We've got a welcome 3 points.
Excellent stuff. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us and best of luck today.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.
Well, welcome everyone to SC Live, brought to you by constructiveconing.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. We're 10 minutes before kick-off and joining me for a little pre-match chat now, Swampe, hello.
Hello.
With chips. And Stato Paul's here. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
And without further ado, let's get into it. Here's team news.
Who isn't then, Isa? Right, let's crack on.
Well, no. The good news is Curtis Jones is back. And he did get a mention last week in the post-match interview with Neil. What's the thing that's been missing? Curtis Jones. I like it when me and Neil agree, because I said the same thing if anyone was listening to the post-match on FC Live last week at Nantwich.
But it was pretty obvious last week we missed Curtis Jones. It was obvious. I mean, anyone could have seen that we missed Curtis Jones last week. But fair play, you and Neil got it right.
And the good news is Michael Donoghue starts. Michael Donoghue was due to start last week, but had picked up a little strain. So he starts today. Adam Dodd at left back. Centre our pairing of Morris and Jones, central midfield Smith and Griffiths. Potts is feeling slightly under the weather, but he's still on the bench. Charlie Ennis, attacking midfielder, and on the wings, Regan Linney. Josh Galloway starts, and Ewan Bange up front. This game today, Swampe, about bouncing back. Nantwich last week wasn't the best. No, just want a good performance, really, don't we?
It was a poor performance, in fairness, and I think even with the substitute, no one had a decent game. All over the. In fact, I don't think we gave a man of the match, did we? Because I think the team did deserve it. Look, a good afternoon. Nice service back again. It's maybe a few bubbles there, but equally for this time of the season, there's a lot of grass on the pitch. It's good in that respect. It's a nice sunny afternoon. The players will enjoy being out there. A lot of children here because it's Youth United Day. And the one thing we know about Basford is that they play football. FC United normally do better against teams that play football than teams that actually are more regimented in the way they play. Although I do remember last time we played them, they did actually play quite regimented. The ball played into the middle of the park, whipped out to the left-hand side.
Well, it was one of the best away performances I've seen from FC United, really.
It was our first away win of the season back in October.
And it was so structured, wasn't it?
And at the time, I think both sides had real playoff aspirations. But if you look at the last six games for both teams, they've only racked up 5 points. So the two teams out of form this afternoon. They're going to have to regroup again, I think, in the summer. Very much like FC may do if we miss the playoffs.
I was going to say, I was thinking we were a bit harsh on James last week in the post-match stuff, where he was trying to bring a bit of hope, saying, no, it's still possible. Me and you were like, James, you're starring in a comedy this week. But when you look at the league table, if we win today and Warrington get beat, the gap becomes 4 points all of a sudden. So it's not beyond all realms of possibility.
Well, if you're filling for time, clearly here, because basically
Aston United have got today, Warrington. That's tough.
Of course it's tough.
Aston are in banging form.
James believes that we're capable of actually getting into the top five, and he believes it that much. He's not even here.
Well, no, he's
I think the problem
is starring in that comedy I mentioned.
He's indeed he's working this afternoon. But
if we won all our last seven games, we would probably sneak in. But the doubt is whether we're good enough to win those seven straight games, based on what we've seen so far this season.
It all starts today, Paul. And I do have to bring this up. I brought it up with Neil pre-match. It's Youth United Day. From memory, we are rubbish on Youth United Day. We never do well. Ever.
We usually get about 400, 500 extra on the gate, walk on the pitch, and do not perform. That's the Youth United day.
It's always been these occasions, ever since Gig Lane, where...
Big build-up.
Some cracking stuff going on
outside.
Lots
of excited kids.
And it just doesn't...
And we don't sell it to them,
do we? We never do. And even and you mentioned the big games of the past where we get big crowds, like the last league game of the season, the first year.
Great Harwood.
Yeah. 6,002,
and we put in our worst performance ever that year. It's like, well,
did we really want those supporters fair weather just turning up for the one game? Not really. I mean, to be honest, it proved it, because the following season, the first game, there was no one there. the one downside thing here at Broadhurst Park as well is that most of the kids will all be in the main stand here. And after about 10 minutes, they'll be all going, I want to go home, I'm freezing! Because it is cold. Absolutely freezing. And it always will be. Get them over there. That's why we need to invest money in a stand opposite, so people can go and sit in the sun. Because we're going over there, Ben, as well. We're moving from here.
Oh, no. When we get that stand at Hereford that I've always been after, we'll put it there.
We're moving to Hereford?
No, I'm going to take
that
stand.
We're just taking the stand off them.
Yeah, that double-decker stand.
We're doing them a favour.
It's a good stand. Well, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is FC United of Manchester against Basford United here at Broadhurst Park. By constructicoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And here is our expert commentary team of Stato Paul, but first Swampe.
Griffiths now looking for some support, dead centre. Ball played low into the feet of Reagan Liddy. Can Liddy get the first shot in? He can. He does well there. You're under pressure. Good effort. Comfortable save though for Kieran Preston, but FC United with an early opportunity. Luke Griffiths actually organising the wall, looking at his team, making sure everyone's in place, but it's going to be Ryan Wilson.
Five in the wall. Count the extra man.
He steps up left-footed. Oh, and it's a great goal. Off the other side of the crossbar, nothing FC United and Manchester's Dan Lavican could do. And a tremendous finish from Ryan Wilson there. Left-footed, he just swung at it, and just a beautiful delivery, beautiful goal.
Yeah, I remember he converted a penalty against us in a previous meeting, so he is a bit of an expert on dead ball kicks.
And it's falling for Ennis. Ennis' little touch does well to the byline, it goes, and it's a corner ball, FC. And we're going to take a quick one this time, and they do take it quickly, and it's Linney. Low ball, goes across everybody, first time shot comes in, and Smith on the edge of the right-hand side of the six-yard box. Well, all he needed to do is keep his head over the ball and drill it, and it was 1-1. FC deep in their own half, and the ball chips from right to left. Dodd flicks the ball on now to Linney. Linney, nice ball back into Dodd. Dodd in the penalty area now. Has he overrun it? No, he hasn't. The ball comes across, and it hits a plethora of players on the edge of the area. It's Griffiths. First time shot from Griffiths. Oh, he skims the crossbar. Linney in the area again, doing well. Cuts inside. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. Oh, the keeper misses. He's a save. Now it's with Griffiths. Griffiths plays it across to Dodd. Dodd's first time shot comes across everybody. And it's cleared. Well, what a wonderful play, though, from FC United of Manchester's Regan Linney. It deserved the goal because he was at an acute angle. He rolled the ball over his feet, cut inside, and got the shot away. And the goalkeeper, well, he did well, really. His feet came to the rescue. Ennis, the skipper, who's going to whip this in, right-footed. Plenty of movement in the penalty area. Steps up, takes it. It's not a bad ball, that. In fact, it's a great ball. It's palmed away by the goalkeeper, only as far as Galloway. Galloway to Griffiths on the edge of the area. Can he get the shot away? Chips it in. It flicks off a goalkeeper. And it's in the back of the goal.
Well, I think Griffiths is going to take it.
Well, indeed, when I said it flicked off the goalkeeper, I meant it flicked off a defender. And it looped over the goalkeeper. And FC United are back on level terms. And as I say, Griffiths is going to... He's going to take it because it was goal-bound, but equally it took a huge, huge deflection.
His second goal of the season.
Corner ball for the visitors, their first corner of the second half. And it's going to be Ryan Wilson, left-footed on the far side. He'll swing it in. The wind is swirling, so it's going to be a difficult one. Near post ball, though. FC need to clear the lines on the edge of the air. Overhead kick, and what a goal. Absolutely wonderful overhead kick, and... I don't think FC can quite believe it. The wind again, it just held, the ball held up. And Lavacum is stretching and stretching. The ball's held up as he's trying to save it.
Brad Gascoigne, I think, number five.
I think it was Gascoigne, yes. Morris on the ball now. Plays the ball diagonally across towards the head of Baines. Been marshalled well, but here comes Griffiths. Griffiths on the edge of the area, plays out right hand side to Donoghue. Donoghue sets himself. He's got an overlap if he wants it, but he finds Liddy in the area. First time shot comes in, charged down, shot comes in, goal! What a finish this time from FC United of Manchester's Michael Donoghue. Well, I was about to say in the first half, if the game stopped now, Donoghue for me was the player of the match. He'd been absolutely in all FC's quality, and there showed his quality. He drills a ball from about 14 yards across the goal, top corner, absolutely beautiful. And FC United back on level terms. FC now on the ball, first touch for McGee. It finds Baines, does it? Yes, it does, but it ricochets off Baines. And now Wadaka plays the ball out wide right. Nice ball to Ennis. Ennis, two players upon him, but he holds the ball well, making sure Donoghue's in an onside position. He slips initially, Donoghue, but then gets it back to Ennis. And then a good strong challenge there from McGee. And now Donoghue in the penalty area. Donoghue opens his left foot. First time shot. Oh, great save from the goalkeeper. And that was a top draw save. And great football from FC United of Manchester's Donoghue. Michael Donoghue again.
Well, Kieran Preston showed his Scottish under 21 pedigree there with that save.
Wadaka, good touch and turn from Wadaka. Wadaka, 15 yards outside the penalty area, plays it from right dead centre to the left. He's got a slight injury there, hurt his ankle, I think, but it's maybe a shoelace. But here comes Reagan Lynn in the area again, looking for some support, looking for an opportunity to shoot, but he finds Morris. Morris, play it out wide. He does, to Donoghue. Donoghue plays the ball with his outside of his boot, and that's the first mistake he's really made, but it finds the feet of Dodd. And Dodd plays it to Ennis. Ennis now, can he get to the byline? He can. Can he get the ball across? He cuts inside, slips slightly, plays it to Dodd. Dodd's first time ball near post. He's a ball, comes across, everybody, should be a goal! It is a goal!
Come here again.
It passed two players, but the edge of the back of the post, there was FC United of Manchester's Michael Donoghue. And Donoghue, all he had to do was tap it in, and he did exactly that. And what he did there as well, which was absolutely superb, and an example to us all, he gambled. He got in there. If it came across, he was going to get onto the end of it. It could have come off two FC players before that. He didn't. He gambled. He scored. 3-2 FC United of Manchester. Ball high, long, looped into the area. Comes across. It's an opportunity. And a great save. An absolute wonder save from Lavaca. We were expecting the flag to go up, but it didn't. He made the save point blank. And FC United ride their luck this time. But he's part of the 11 on the pitch. And that's his job, is to win the ball and save FC United when they need saving. And it was a great save as well from FC United's keeper. FC United and Manchester at the moment just holding on a little bit. Ball down the right hand side, good defending, but it's falls to the feet of the 15. They'll get the throw.
And the Matlock game reminds us we're not good at hanging on.
Well, the ball taken, FC deep, ball right hand side, it's with Trotson. Looks like it's now with Richards. To the byline he goes. Charged down well there by Dodd. Frogson goes across to take the throw in.
We need to defend in their half, not
he's
ours.
He's got Wilson for company, but he chooses to play the ball long, and FC United come away with it. And FC just need a ball back, but it's down the right hand side again. And the visitors going to get to the byline. Ball comes across everybody. The first half shot comes in. Oh my word, that is about half a foot wide. I say Dodd looking for Linney to play the ball. It's cleared, but it's funny as far as Potts. Potts' ball is out for a throw-in. But that is the end of the 100 minutes in total of the game. And FC United of Manchester, well, in a pulsating game of football. A first half that FC United of Manchester dominated in possession by about 87% and did absolutely tremendously well, but just couldn't put the foot in front of the ball and couldn't score. Second half they've come out and they've got the equaliser, then go 2-1 behind, and then from that moment onwards FC United just stepped up the pace a little bit and got two all important goals, and the third goal from FC United Manchester, and today's man of the match, Michael Donoghue, was absolutely outstanding. And the work rate from the team today, the discipline, the quality was one that was very, very nice to see after the disappointments of last week and the low quality performance from last week. We've really shown that, you know, this team have got great quality around. They've hung on as well this afternoon. I mean, disappointment in the last few games when it's been nip and tuck and FC United are conceding in the final few seconds of a game, but today here at Broadhurst Park in front of over 2,000 people, they've really shown their commitment, their quality, and the way they have conducted themselves. And some good football from both teams, some great goals from both teams, but FC United 3 points, all important 3 points, and onwards and upwards, let's say, Ben. And why don't you just read out some of the scores from this afternoon?
Well, Scarborough did pick up 3 points in the end. They beat Atherton Coles by 2-1. However, elsewhere, we're dealing with some drop points. Whitby Town 0, Buxton 0, which actually on the surface is actually a good result for Whitby. But that's 2 points dropped. The big scoreline from an FC perspective is Ashton United have really done us a favour. They beat Warrington away from home by 3-1. We're 3-0 up at half-time, Ashton United. Fantastic result, that one. So what that does, should say Morpeth beat, won in their game 5-1.
5-1, didn't they, yeah.
Cranbourne Bridge got beat, Stafford got beat. So what that does is, Warrington are in fifth on 58 points. 2 points behind them is Whitby Town. 4 points behind Warrington is FC United. FC obviously have played a game more, but it's not 7 points like it was at the start of the day. So at this point, do we owe James a public apology?
No. We keep it up. We keep up what we've been saying.
Well, it's done.
Yeah, it's over. Don't worry. Just, you know.
Enjoy yourselves.
Enjoy yourselves.
Good performance, this.
Superb performance.
You know, in isolation, but really it doesn't mean anything. That's what we're saying.
Pretty much, exactly, yeah. That's what we do. We just, you know. But at the bottom of the table, a big result for Hyde, beating Albion 3-2.
Hyde United beating Witton Albion. Grantham, Stalybridge and Gainsborough all drawing. So a handy afternoon for Mickelow and Hyde, who both got themselves to 40 points after today. Stalybridge and Gainsborough are now on 39 points. The gap to Witton Albion and the rest of the division, Witton in the automatic relegation spot, is 9 points.
Indeed, yeah.
You know, they do have two games in hand, though, over... over Gainsborough, and a game in hand over Stalybridge. But yeah,
well, as the wind gets up and the support out there is applauding the players as they make their way off.
Paul, just before you go, what are your thoughts?
I thought that was a stirring second half. I thought FC really put the foot down after half time and rightly got the rewards. And remember, we had to twice come back from behind this afternoon. So that was great character from the team. I'm sure Renault will understand that. But Donoghue was just outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. He's got into those positions inside the box many times, but not delivered. But this time he's found the target.
Well, that performance from Michael Donoghue was superb. And actually, it reminds me... Do you remember the tape measuring incident?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd scored that freakish goal.
The freak header.
And then we played them in the FA Trophy a couple of weeks later. And, oh, hello, a couple of weeks later. And Donoghue scored that remarkable goal. Do you remember where Charlie Ennis crossed the ball in and Donoghue headed it over? He had a great game that afternoon. And, well, it's been superb today. Oh, hello. Straight from the boards. Here he is. It's James Quinn, everyone.
How wonderful to be back in the SMRE. What wonderful second half. I knew they'd get playing when I arrived, though. The fear when they saw me in the stadium. Those players do not want to face me. Curious game by the look of it, but a wonderful second half. And brilliant game management. Last 5 minutes of game management.
And what a save from Lavakin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Was critical. We must remember that.
I'm going to go on the record. Mm-hmm. He's pretending nothing's happened and it's still the same. I'd like to make a public apology to you, James, and say I'm sorry for shouting you down last week.
Well, that we might still have
it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I think it's still unlikely, but it did, because Warrington have been beaten by 10-man Ashton, I believe, and other results have gone...
Well, fairly well. I think Scarborough are out of reach now. But,
yeah, Scarborough. What are your thoughts then, Swampy, on today? And I didn't even see the first half, so...
Well, the first half, FC played... quite similarly in fairness, but without actually, you know, really testing the goalkeeper and being having the quality in front of goal. But they came out second half, and that final bit of the jigsaw was goals, and that's what we had in abundance in the second half. We played well, we took the game to them, we did drop our heads, certainly when they had a lovely overhead kick, don't get me wrong, but a very fortuitous one, because as a goalkeeper there's nothing worse when that ball is in the air and you can see it and swirling and you just know you're not going to get it. And but we kept resolute. There were some magnificent performances all afternoon. I thought the substitutions worked tremendously well. What McGee for the first time, that was a great debut from him. I thought it was really good, really good. He looked so comfortable. Waddicker as well. Waddicker came on and did a really good job. Potts right towards the end, you know, last 5 minutes. But I mean, Michael Donoghue, I mean, Ben said he thinks that's the best performance he's seen from him. I think that is a typical Michael Donoghue performance on his day.
There was last year, I think he was our player of the year, wasn't he? From memory, because he got man of the match about six games on the trot. But I still maintain that was his best performance.
I think it's one of his best performances. I think he's capable of that week in, week out.
I think Swampy's right in the sense that he does that. But what he added today, of course, was being in the right place to put the ball in the net. So
remember, Neil, what I said to you: it's the hope that kills you. Remember that.
I know. Right, we'll let you get your breath.
I'm all right,
Neil. Where's it all gone wrong? I mean, you know, what a game of football first and foremost. I think you've probably got many thoughts of the first 45 minutes of how we did everything apart from really penetrate in the last sort of like 16 yard and 18 yard area, and then the second half obviously we'll go on to that. But your first thoughts on the 45 minutes?
I think someone said to me 83% possession, 270 passes, most were made in first half, and what do we do with it really? Griff has a shot, keeper makes one save. But we just, I'm not going to use the word toothless, I've already used it last week, but we just didn't look like an opposing threat. And then I thought when we got down the sides, I said to the two fullbacks and the two wide men at half time, if you're getting in key positions, your delivery's got to be so much better than that. And it wasn't, we were wasteful. And like you said, Baseford scored a great free kick and came in, you know, 1-0. But we just had that belief that if we could get that next goal, and you know, I'm sure you'll go on to the second half. But, you know, that, you know, first half probably one to forget.
Yeah, I mean, you say all the stats in the world mean nothing if the ball's not in the back of the net, and you come out in the second half and you take it by the scruff of the neck. I mean, the same kind of quality, the same kind of passing's there, but the difference was that we were gambling more in the penalty area, and we were, you know, we got a little bit of a deflection off Griffiths' goal, but that's the kind of thing you need when you're nearly there but not quite there.
Listen, we were, and you know, we get back in. I thought Griff's performance was outstanding. You know, I know Donalds has got man of the match, scored two goals right, so I thought that was the best game I've seen Luke Griffiths play in a couple of years for FC United. I really was impressed with him. But, you know, we got back in, then they get an overhead kick. But then you can smell it. You know, it went right throughout the full team, and it was just pass, 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 rotation. Donalds' second goal, wow. Wow, what a finish, a composure. And then it's 2-2, and then we're knocking on the door, and we're going for it. We get the third, the house comes down. But listen, I'm going to make special mention to one person, and you know, we're just delighted that he's just signed a contract and commit himself for the future. It's not we had Dan Lavican, we dropped the points, so we switched off naively at the back again at 3-2, and he's got to make a world class save, and you know, that's what the best keeper in the league does. You know, and he's kept us in, and that's why I ran straight over to him at the end of the game, because he kept us in. Now I'm sure he got us the 3 points, but to everyone, you know, the belief's back, isn't it? You know, it's 6 games to go, and I think some sides have slipped up, and people are saying, is it all? And we're just saying, one game at a time. We're just going to play playground football for a little bit and enjoy ourselves, and that's all we can do.
Indeed. I mean, you go back to the first half, and in the first 5 minutes, you know, Curtis Jones, sliding tackle, yellow card, and for the rest of the game, he's playing on that yellow card. But what a mature performance. You know, he brings something to the team. I mean, you've talked about it. I know that we missed him last week and the week before, but to have that head on your shoulders and be able to talk to referees in a certain way, and they respect you, you know, he's a good communicator. He's done really well this afternoon, because they've got some pace, got a bit of quality about them, but he's kept his head all through the game, and to lose him, which could be a possibility, you might have had to bring him off if a couple more challenges went. Superb performance.
I think James asked me last week against Antwich what went wrong, and I said Curtis Jones not playing. He's that good, and he's been so unlucky with injuries. I think he's missed 19 out of 36 games now. He's been so unlucky, but you can see what he brings to the side, and you can see him and Morris have got a partnership, and Donners and Lavacom, there's not a better back five for me. I think he's got everything, but they just haven't had that opportunity to play with each other collectively, and you hope that when you go into next season the lads stay and they can build on that foundation. But it's easy to pick out a Donners, two goals today, a Griff, but I just thought the belief in that dressing room, oh, trust me, there was words said last week, you know, the first time I've really ripped it up, hairdryer style, and then we've had a bouncing train this week, and we really are now stripping it back, and we know we've let ourselves down at Aberton and Gainsborough and Nantwich, but you know what, we're 6 games to go, I'm looking above us, and people are twitching again, and you know, there's no pressure on us, but 7th, 6 games, 18 points, who knows?
I thought game management in the last 5 minutes was as good as I've ever seen FC do. I thought, because when you started going to the corner flag, I thought, oh, not the corner flag, but actually, they never got out.
I was impressed with the press. I think I mean, look at our bench today. It's brilliant, isn't it? I could take a Galloway off and bring a Waddicker on. I could take a Smith off, I can bring a Potts on, I can bring a, you know, young Harry McGee did great when he come on today, and we've got strength in depth. I've left Joel Duckworth out of the squad today. We've got a good squad, but we have got a small squad, and injuries have hurt us this season. And but listen, let's hope we can go injury free with six games, and you know, in between that we've got a trip to Milan, so you know, seven games to go. We're going to enjoy it. We've had a lot of down moments this season, but there's nothing better than to come from behind at Broadhurst Park and get a win 3-2.
Well, listen, I'm going to leave you. I'll be in Milan. It's always nice to leave a commentary with a win.
Yep.
So I can't be blamed. Look, we just wish you all the very best for the rest of the season. I mean, could you, one or two, for me, can you sort it out in the next couple of weeks? Because travel accommodation, coming backwards and forwards from Brussels, you know, I need to know what we're doing when we're doing it. Give me a commitment now.
Go on then, we'll get in.
Right, okay.
We'll get in. All right, we'll get in. What you want me to say? No, listen, we're just enjoying it. You know, last Saturday, I didn't forget about it till Tuesday. Today, I'm going to enjoy myself. I can go into work Monday morning now. We can have a good week at work. Everyone can go away from the football club and we can get ready for next Saturday. But, you know, let's finish on this. We've been dying to break the 2,000 mark all season. FC United Day, Youth Day today. Some faces that have come back, and 2,066 maybe. You know, thank you to everybody that's given up the time today. And that's after people thought he might have gone last week. And it just shows the incredible support this football club has. I hope everyone enjoyed it today and we'll see everyone next Saturday.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there from Saturday afternoon. Let's have some more post-match reaction now from that win. Here's the radio's man of the match, fullback Michael Donoghue.
FC Wren Radio, the man of the match, and cat with two superb goals.
Yeah, I know. It's we were working a little bit on Thursday in training about getting the switch of play, and fullback's getting a little bit higher. As you see with the third goal, where Doddy's crossed it and I've got in the back post, so it worked perfectly today.
Yeah, I mean, your first goal, our second, couldn't have come at the best time because they just scored against the run of play, haven't they, to take the lead again?
Yeah, when we scored, a bit of momentum behind us, and obviously silly mistake cost us, obviously, they were 2-1 up, but we kept believing, kept pushing, and I think it was only a matter of time before we broke them down again.
Yeah, I mean, the ball broke for him in the box, and it was just an instinctive finish as he lashed it home.
Yeah, I just levered it, to be honest.
Yeah, it was sweet though. I mean, if everybody watches it, basically, on the half volley into the far corner, kept it down, which was so hard with power, isn't it?
Yeah, like I say, just went for it, fell perfectly in the box after shot, and yeah, couldn't have fell better for me.
Yeah, and the third goal, the winner, great ball in, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're working on Thursday night, is like getting full backs higher and that, and when Doddy's crossing the ball, me getting the back stick, and I'm crossing the ball, Doddy getting the back stick, so that was a perfect example of it.
Yeah, I mean, how far out were you when you hit it?
It must have been about 2 yards from goal. Six-yard box. That was our first forward play, so that's all right from full-back.
Sweet ball in. And, I mean, basically, we were just basically talking. Fulham said that's your best performance of the season.
Overall team performance, yeah. I think, obviously, 3-2 shows it was a close game, but I think they scored early on, and after that, it was always a bit of tactical defence, and they scored against the runner player a couple of times. But, yeah, we played brilliant today.
Yeah, and what makes it a little bit sweeter, and still probably they need snookers, but a lot of results went our way, so...
Yeah, we keep believing. Like, just take one game at a time, but we can keep picking up points. You know, we never know where it'll take us.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations once again, FCM Radio, man of the match.
Cheers, thank you.
FC Live's man of the match, Michael Donoghue there, speaking to Tim, following his side's 3-2 win over Basford United. The Reds return to action this weekend when FC United travel to Derbyshire to take on Michelover. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.